Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Sometimes this is a thankless job. But you know what? Every day I'm here for you guys. I don't do this for myself. I do this for y'all. Let me tell you a story. There was a baseball team that was lost. There was a baseball team that could not find its way. And little old me, just trying to be a humble servant, decided to have a psychic on the show so we could get some more information and change the chakra and aura around the Kansas City Royals because you were down. And I was met with a lot of skepticism. I was met with a lot of disbelief. But you know what this show does? It stays the course. It doesn't look left or look right. We continue to move straight ahead. I want to play for you what the psychic had to say as we kick off today's show. And trust me, I have thoughts. I have commentary about these past 3 days for the Kansas City Royals. And I am willing to say what you are afraid to say. The Royals are going to the postseason. Oh, Carrington, don't jinx it. Oh, how do you know? You want to know how I know? The psychic told me. Listen to this from a couple days ago.
We'll know by Thursday because everything shifts on Thursday. I think 4th, 5th inning tonight.
That's good. You want to know why that's good? Mm. Because their series against the Nationals, guess when it ends?
It ends on Thursday.
It is on Thursday.
Yeah, do some research. That noon game will tell it all.
It is on
4th and 5th inning will tell everything tonight. Tomorrow, it will be the 2nd and 3rd and 4th inning, and then at the end of the game. But it's the noon game in Washington, D.C.
Can I tell you guys what we learned today? The Royals' magic number is 2. Could be 1, depending on what happens tonight with the Minnesota Twins. Lucas Erceg, since we had the psychic come in studio, Lucas Erceg pitched 3 consecutive days for the first time in his career. You want to know what Lucas Erceg did? 3 innings, no hits, no runs, 4 strikeouts. Never before in his career, in his life. Kansas City, I don't need a thank you. I don't need an apology. I need you to say it with me. The Royals are going to the postseason. I want you to put that positive energy out into the world, and I want you to believe it like this show believes it. Their pitching this series was incredible. The last 2 days, they have gotten timely hitting. The tide is turning for the Royals. Optimism and hope is back. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do something that we only do during football season. If you call up today, 913-586-7965, and you want to talk Royals, I'm taking your phone call the rest of the way. We'll talk about the Chiefs. You guys tell me these regular season games don't matter anyway. Who cares what happens on Sunday? We don't know if Justin Herbert's going to play. We can't name any receiver on the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm sure everything will be fine. We're talking Royals the rest of the way on this show. It's playoff time here in Kansas City. The Royals are going. So I don't want this to catch you off guard. Go ahead and tell your boss that you're not going to be in on Tuesday because you're going to be somewhere having a drink at 1 o'clock watching the Royals play playoff baseball. You know they're not getting a night game. I don't want this to sneak up on you. I don't want this to catch you off guard. The Royals are going to the postseason. Say it with me now. If you want to text in, I'll read it. If you want to call, we'll take it. We're talking Royals the rest of the day. If you want Chiefs, come back tomorrow. It's week 4. They'll be fine. Text line 913-586-7965. Finally, CDOT, something we agree on. Go Royals. Exactly. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike, you called into the drive today. How are you doing, Mike? Are you a believer? Are they going to the postseason?
Man, I am forever Royal. We are going to the postseason.
Thank you. I like hearing that, Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, CDOT, I have been on your text line saying since probably 45 days ago saying that we are going to the playoffs, and Lucas Erceg has been an amazing guy for us.
Mike, you're 100% true, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Lucas Erceg is the biggest reason why they won this series this weekend. 3 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks over these 3 days. First time in his career, he pitched 3 consecutive days. He earned a save in all 3 of the games. The bullpen went from being their biggest Achilles heel for most of the season. Right now, their bullpen is one of their absolute biggest strengths. At least it has been. Some of it is addition by subtraction. They have gotten some of the rotten eggs out of the bullpen. But their bullpen has been really, really strong. And their pitching has held up over the course of the last 3 weeks when the offense wasn't there. And the offense was not there for the last 10 days or so. Their offense is regressing a little bit to the mean. And if they can hold on to this pitching, I still believe they can beat Baltimore. Now, Houston, that's a different issue. Let's see what the Tigers do over the next couple of days. The White Sox are actually kind of frisky right now. A little frisky. But the Royals, this pitching works. You can do something with this pitching. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to head to Detroit and learn more about the Tigers as they have been absolutely on fire for the last 3 weeks or so. Let's continue to take your phone calls. If you call up and Rob puts you on hold, we are taking your Royals phone calls the rest of the day. Keith, you called into the drive. How you doing today, Keith?
Good. I'm good. See that? I just wanted to call in and say, let's go Royals. I think that I've been all year saying we're going to the playoffs. It's time to get hot. It looks like we're getting hot. And let's go. Put some hitting with you. We might be able to do something in the playoffs.
Thank you, Keith. I'm with you. If they can get good Salvador Perez, they got a shot. Salvi was, what, 0-12? Got his first RBI in this series in the third game. Had a couple of hits today. If they can get Salvi back and this offense can be carried by Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez and you piece it together and they get one other unsung hero type, who knows what the postseason can bring. Dave, you calling us to the drive. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Doing good, CDOT. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
I'm going to give you your props, bro. Remember Tuesday when you talked to the quarterback and you asked him what he thought the Royals had to do and he gave that little pep talk? They ain't lost since, bro. Thanks for doing your job and getting the quarterback involved. I'll listen off the air. Go Royals.
Thank you, Dave. More people need to acknowledge my contribution in all of this, that this show has held the Royals together single-handedly. While so many other people in this city, Rob, have tried to tear down the Royals, this city, this show has tried to challenge you to go to the games, to challenge you to continue to believe and buy in. When things were looking lost, we brought in a psychic. We called in a higher power to try to help the Royals. Thank you, Dave, for acknowledging that. Dave, you know what? Call back. We'll give you a pizza. Dave, call back right now, 913-586-7965. For your acknowledgement, I want to make sure you get a pizza. Thank you. I appreciate you. Coming up, we're going to head to Detroit. If you're on hold, stay there. Rob will take your call. We will put you on hold. We will be talking to Royals the rest of the day. Tomorrow, we will go back to talking about the Chiefs. But I believe the Royals are going to the postseason. We are celebrating that on this show. It's The Drive.